Across the county, broadcasting live from the birthplace of radio, this is BBC Essex. Look, let's look at the financial situation here. And with me to talk about that is Paul Hoskin, who's an independent financial advisor. And what do people come to you and say, Paul, about their care in later years?
Yeah, Dave, most people come to me with the problem of how are we going to pay for this? Obviously, long-term care, and especially if you're going into a residential home, can be very expensive. On average, £25,000 to £35,000 a year. But in the southeast here, it's more in the region of £50,000. So, you know, where do people find this money? There is state benefit that's means tested, but obviously if you've got more than £14,000, then you are going to need to start paying for your own care as well. So a lot of people ask me, what do I need to do and how do I get that money?
Right, okay. But going back a little bit, you know, as we get older, we're not all going to be in residential care. We're going to have to look after ourselves anyway. So absolutely. With pensions in the state they're in, yep. With savings still on their way down, you know, that's going to provide even more problems for the future, isn't it? Because people are just going to run out of money.
Absolutely, Dave. And it is a bigger issue. And with any sort of planning, you know, the clients that I advise, I advise them to plan early, because the secret to planning is to get it done and plan it early so that those plans can come to fruition in a timely fashion. It is very much a case of doing it when you're younger. I get two types of clients, if you like. One that comes to me when it's too late, how do I pay for it? And then I get clients that come to me and say, what can I do now to make sure that the affordability is there for any type of care, or indeed into retirement, really?
So some people would say, well, is it worth saving at all? Is it worth saving or just spend a lot and let the state look after you? Because a lot of people say that to me.
They do. Will the state look after you?
Across the county, broadcasting live from the birthplace of radio, this is BBC Essex.